What's up, Black Men Catch Up comic book fans? James III here to talk to you about my comic series, Junior, available now on Kickstarter. The Ghost with the Most Past Due Child Support is back in four brand new issues of this semi-autobiographical supernatural comic series. It's got all sorts of spooky hijinks for fans of Beetlejuice, The Good Place, and The Mummy, stuff like that, and features award-winning artists from Marvel, DC, Dark Horse, and more. It's available on Kickstarter through June 9th. Go to ruleof3inc.com or follow me at ruleof3inc on IG for more details. Donate today!
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Has anyone seen the original?
What?
Are you insane?
The original The Little Mermaid?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
The animated movie?
I'll say, Gerard, that as I was watching this, I was like, have I seen it? You know?
You were like mindlessly watching as a child.
I think.
I will say this. I've definitely seen the original, and I'm sure I've seen it more than once, but not nearly as many times as I've seen other Disney films. And the story of this movie is a little murky, but
pun intended.
Don't give him that. Yeah, fuck that. No, he don't get that
pun. You know. But I will say that on VHS, I owned Sebastian's Jamboree.
What is that?
And you can, everybody, go Google it.
Is it like a special? Like a post Little Mermaid special?
It was like a special that they film. I don't know if they filmed it at Disney World or somewhere, but it's the actor who played Sebastian.
Oh.
And they cut together like some of the songs from the Little Mermaid, but also like him like just singing things like Deo, you know, like in person live with like kids who are dancing and doing things. And I watched that so many times. And then when I was old, like in high school, my parents kind of took care of my cousin's kid, basically. And she loved watching Sebastian's Jamboree as well. And she couldn't go to sleep without watching it.
Bray, just so you know, just to help you, it is Sebastian's Caribbean Jamboree.
His Caribbean. You can't leave out the most important part.
He's Caribbean. Wait, is he?
It is very Caribbean.
Okay. Sebastian's black.
Yeah, right?
Oh, of course he's black. What?
Yeah, the OG.
Listen, I didn't know, bro. You know, sometimes Disney just be out here. I didn't know.
No.
Wait, who plays the OG Sebastian?
Samuel E. Wright. He is from Camden, South Carolina. Okay, brother. Okay.
Okay.
Rest in peace. He passed away.
Yeah.
Okay. His accent was believable.
Yeah, he passed away in 2021. Rest in peace at the age of 74. But he was a theater guy. He did a bunch of theater in the 70s and 80s.
That makes sense. I could see that.
Yeah. We also didn't own Little Mermaid. That's why it's like I remember seeing it, but I feel like I only saw it once or something.
Okay. You know? Move over. As a female identifying human being, yes, I have seen The Little Mermaid. Plenty.
No.
Like, who hasn't seen The Little Mermaid aplenty? I've got gadgets and gizmos. Like, Little Mermaid, I think that song specifically, every little girl, that apart with like Jasmine and Aladdin, A Whole New World, like those were like our ballads of the early 90s. If you were born in the early 90s.
Can I admit one thing to everyone right now when I saw it? I was like, there was one song that came up and I audibly was like, damn. I thought this was in Beauty and the Beast. And I got confused.
Oh my God.
I really hope you did not think that Kiss the Girl was in Beauty and the Beast.
I mean, although that could make sense.
I didn't think it. I thought it was the song you just said. The trinkets and blah, blah, blah. And what's this? I was like,
yeah,
I thought that was sung by the teapot and the. I thought it was like.
Yeah.
Right.
What's the lady?
Mrs. Potts.
Yes.
Mrs. Potts.
I thought Mrs. Potts sang that. I was like, yo, this is the wrong movie. Like, what is happening?
Oh my God. There, I like, speaking of music, though, if you don't remember the original, did you notice that there were new songs in the new film?
I did. I noticed there were new songs.
I did.
There are three new songs in it.
Yeah, there's three.
And but two,
yeah, two of them are obvious.
Two of them, yeah. It was like, it was the thing that I was like, if they don't do something about this,
I'll be so... I know Kiss the Girl. I heard consent. I heard consent.
They edited the lyrics.
Like, this is new.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They changed the lyric.
I was very much like, I hope they don't cut this song. Because we were listening to the original animated thing on the way. But I was like, you can't cut this song. But then when I heard them change the lyrics, I was like, okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. Yeah.
And it wasn't noticeable. It really wasn't noticeable either. Like,
you got to ask no. him. You got to ask him before you kiss the girl. You know what I'm saying?
But if y'all want to talk about these new songs.
Yeah. Or you don't need to ask her and you just kiss the girl.
No, Bray. No, that's.
Oh, wait. Okay. No, sorry. That's 80s. That's 80s.
But I did read an article where someone was talking about how, like, okay, yes, thank you for being politically correct and getting a consensual message across. But also, it's like very blatantly clear that they both want to kiss each other.
Or you just do the thing where you look and then you try to make eye contact. And then if she make eye contact back and then you nod and then she nod. Yeah. And then you like, and you do a wink and then she wink back and then you like move close.
Yeah. Nonverbal consent is a real thing. It's the idea, you know. Yeah. What if somebody can't speak? Are we saying they can't give consent?
Ariel can't speak, you know what I mean? For example.
Yeah. But like, you go, she goes 90.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Somebody knows the mm-hmm. Little Mermaid.
Mm-hmm. You have to, is that your transition? Yeah. Is that
the transition? We're not going to play the theme song?
I mean, our producer Melissa can play the theme song if she wants, but I'm just saying there's no transitions. We're talking about Little Mermaid.
You're confusing our guests, John, so we're not going to do that Little Mermaid thing. We're just going to start the show. Because the cold open is ending without you doing the thing that you normally do.
There is no cold open because there's no transition. I was just saying that Jordan knows the Little Mermaid. 2023.
Thank you so much.
Why do you keep saying 2023?
I really appreciate that.
That's the year. That's the year it is now. I want people to understand what year it is because sometimes people forget. Okay. We should start the show.
To listen to the full episode of The Little Mermaid, please subscribe to our exclusive content. You can join our Patreon, or if you want the exclusive episodes plus our back catalog of over 300 episodes, click the link for Red Circle. All the details are in the show notes.
What's up, Black Men Can't Jump comic book fans? James III here to talk to you about my comic series, Junior, available now on Kickstarter. The Ghost with the Most Past Due Child Support is back in 4 brand new issues of this semi-autobiographical supernatural comic series. It's got all sorts of spooky hijinks for fans of Beetlejuice, The Good Place, and The Mummy, stuff like that, and features award-winning artists from Marvel, DC, Dark Horse, and more. It's available on Kickstarter through June 9th. Go to ruleof3inc.com or follow me at ruleof3inc on IG for more details. Donate today!